Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third. And I used to have a minister that used to do that. And Mark Twain talks about this too. And this guy, he would do his sermons and he would say, "And far, far into the heavens there would be a long, long, long shooting star." Anyway, yeah. Alrighty, anyway, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. A couple of second Saturday dances. We got one in Yakima. And that's happening at the Broadway Grange there on Washington Avenue. Shelley Jenkins, man, she's kicking. And you guys need to support her. And in fact, you need to support all the people that organize these dances, from Port Angeles to Bellingham to Moscow to Walla Walla to Spokane, to the Mid-Columbia folks up there near Mount Hood, all those people that do dances. Yes, indeed. Support them. Volunteer. Lift some chairs. Do some PR. Get those things rolling. Play some music. Yes, indeed. Alrighty, anyway, second Saturday dance happening in Yakima at the Broadway Grange there on Washington Avenue. Second Saturday dance happening with the Mid-Columbia Folk Society. They do those things up there on Barrett Road there at the Rockford Grange. They've been doing this thing for years and years and years, and they don't get a lot of accolades. The Mid-Columbia Folk Society, you don't hear from them. They do a lot of house concerts and things like that. Oh, those Mid-Columbia Folk Society folks. Alrighty, so you be sure and check that out. I'm at Bootsers tonight. I'm at Bootsers singing some cool stuff. There's some stuff surfacing that people really like that I haven't sung for a long time, or some new stuff. It's kind of fun. I'm not doing the usual Bootsers thing, okay? And then here's the deal. The Damon Barn. Now, if you go to the Damon Barn website, that's D-A-H-M-E-N, I believe, the Damon Barn, and you go there, it's got all kinds of stuff because it's an artisan barn. It's a barn. It's a building, and it's a place where artisans can do their thing. And they're looking at having culinary classes and everything. And they do all kinds of ceramics and painting and all kinds of stuff. And somewhere in there, they do concerts at night. They have a whole summer concert series, which we're going to start talking about probably by next week. And they have all kinds of cool folks coming to that thing, that concert series of theirs, the Damon Barn. But I'm the first one, and I get to kick it off. And it costs some bucks. It costs some bucks for me to get out there and for me to do my thing. And I have to do the sound and all this kind of stuff. But it's going to be fun. It's one of my favorite concert places. Now, I've not sung in the new room, but it's still one of my favorite places to sing. And the setting is great. Just as you go into Uniontown, there's a little road that goes off to the Damon Barn by the wagon wheel. I would love it if you folks would show up to see me at the Damon Barn. Some of you folks... And we'll do some things that are fun to do in concert that you don't get to do in the little coffee houses or the bars or the clubs or whatever. And so concerts are a hoot. Concerts are the ultimate, in my opinion. So there you go. Damon Barn, you get your tickets at the door. Door is open at 6:15. The Damon Barn. Come see Dan Marr at the Damon Barn. And then... Also, I think there's some third Saturday dances. There's a third Saturday dance on May the 20th. The Moscow Palouse Folklore Society is going out to the Blaine Schoolhouse out there on Blaine Road. And you have to go to the map. You have to go to the PFS website, and you can go hunt up that map to get to the Blaine Schoolhouse. It'll be the first one, the Blaine Schoolhouse, May the 20th. And also, I believe on May the 20th, I'm pretty sure it's the 20th, the Three Rivers Folklife Society is doing their annual, maybe that's the 27th of May. Wouldn't that be the third Saturday? Anyway, they're doing their annual concert, and I think it's the 20th, however. They're doing their annual concert, and that's a big open mic. I'll check on that and give you that next week, just to make sure I'm right on track. the Three Rivers Folklife Society, the Tumbleweed Festival applications have been done, and there's a big waiting list. You can still apply. The Yakima Folklife Festival, by May the 30th, you need to get your applications in for the Yakima Folklife Festival. Those of you who have been complaining that it's a little too alternative on the non-traditional side, get your applications in to do that, okay? Because you complain, then you got to go and hold up your end of the deal. They'll get you. Just that when they only get the input from the folks that they've had in previous years, it's not going to happen. And so it's going to list to the port, as they say. So be very careful about that. They need more to choose from for their folk festival. Alrighty. Okay, and those have been dynamite folk festivals, by the way, but they could be more diverse and more evened out in terms of what folk is all about. Yes, indeed, they could be. Alrighty. Okay, where are we at here? What am I doing? I'm doing Jim Post. Did I tell you that Un Jiang Shin is the assistant producer? I guess we jammed that in there real fast, didn't we? But Jim Post is ready to go, and he's going to sing an old Tom Dundee song. The late Tom Dundee, who wrote this, Back on the Street. Here we go. Jim Post.
Oh, well, the old landlord could not afford to keep me anymore. 'Cause there's a county notice hanging on a nail and a padlock on my door. But I still got everything that I own from my head down to the floor. I got my pocket full of hands, a couple of rubber bands, and a key I don't need anymore. I'm back on the street again, back on my feet again. I'm hanging out, hanging on, hanging in the street again. Now the old bar room that used to call me Jimmy David, good old boy, has become as warm and friendly as South Beloit, Illinois. You can't afford to pay, I heard the bartender say, you've had your last free drink. And the only thing that anybody's giving away is a piece of their mind. And I think I'm back on the street again, back on my feet again. I'm hanging up, hanging on, hanging in the street again. So I went by Rose, what do you suppose she said concerning our affair? She said you gotta fly 'cause somebody's coming by and he would not wanna see you here. She said that he's got money, a fancy car and honey and a whole lot of love to give. And that's exactly the order that she's taking them for. Ain't that one hell of a way to live? I'm back on the street again, I'm back on my feet again. I'm hanging out, hanging on, hanging in the street again. I went back to the bar, met a little cutie who was waiting for some friend. She said they like to fool around, they just hit town this evening from South Bend. I said, oh, my shit's come in. Then I met her friends. It was her husband and her second cousin foe. Now I wonder if I have to tell you more about a cousin you probably already know. She was skinnier than me, she was 6'3", and I'm wondering, is the ride worth the fare? I excused myself and went into the back for just a bit, think the situation over with care. I'm back on the street again, back on my feet again. I'm hanging out, hanging on, hanging in the street again. So if you hear of anybody giving free food, love, or money, make sure you count Jimmy David in. And you know where I will be, out hanging free, back on the street again. Thank you.
Jack Dawson was a gentleman until the winter of 76. The wind howled over Montana range, froze the cattle stiff as sticks. Springtime brought the flowers, the buzzards and the banks. They shot Jack's little brother the day they repossessed his ranch, and his heart was without a song. Now Jack sat by the campfire, learning how to hay. Embers glowed inside his soul, Jack began to dream. The barroom door flew open, Jack stood there with a gun. If anybody in here moves, well, it won't be any fun. But his heart was without a song. So empty all your pockets, boys, and let me have your cash. Don't make a fatal blunder, boys, or it will be your last. The beer mug stood in silence, a chandelier of fear. Golden coins and a Stetson hat was all that you could hear. And his heart was without a song. She was the barmaid, the singer and dancer too. But every Sunday morning she would sing a hymn or two for the lost and dusty cowboys who were drunk all Saturday night, who needed a shot of God and Ellie to set them right. And Ellie's heart was singing all the time. Ellie motioned to the fiddler to blow a lonely tune. Willows swaying in the breeze, she could make a barstool swoon. Jack Dawson did not see her as she moved across the room, and she touched his hand like a feather fan that fell out of the moon. But his heart was without a song. Now Jack said, "Stand back, Ellie, or I'll shoot you like a man." Rage was roaring from his eyes, but she did not move her hand. She let go a smile, a gentle child kissed him on the cheek, led him out into the star-filled night to her cabin by the creek, where Ellie's heart was singing all night long. Jack Dawson's heart was singing right along. Ellie had a belly like a bowl full of jelly. She could make a dance floor hum. And when she sang, the barroom walls echoed like a chapel in the sun. When Ellie square danced, everything went round. Everyone remembers the night Ellie tamed Jack Dawson down. Everyone remembers the night Ellie tamed Jack Dawson down. And when she sang, the barroom walls echoed like a chapel in the sun.
Well, I was stranded at the junction of Interstate America and U.S. Boulevard. Oh, the traffic was tight. All I could see was taillights for miles and miles around. There you were in your car, shining bright as any star, in your Beetle with the dashboard flower vase. Oh, you turned my way and smiled. I was giddy as a child. I saw a thousand wondrous lifetimes on your face. Well, this is the start of a beautiful romance. It happened in a traffic jam today. Suddenly there were choirs of angels. singing. It's like a modern fairy tale come by way. Traffic had not moved an inch, but I could not care less. I imagined our whole courtship down to every sweet caress. I went to meet your parents, your old man gave me the eye. But your mom thought I was sweet as cream on fresh baked apple pie. This is the start of a beautiful romance. It happened in a traffic jam today. Suddenly there were choirs of angels singing. It's like a modern fairy tale come by way. We had the perfect wedding. Well, all our friends were there. He was catered by some famous chef. You wore flowers in your hair. Bought a nice suburban home for a growing family. Had a couple children. They look just like you and me. This is the start of a beautiful romance. It happened in a traffic jam today. Suddenly there were choirs of angels singing. It's like a modern fairy tale come my way. Traffic up ahead began to break. I felt our moment slipping by. I wondered, should I let it go or jump out of my car and pledge my love for you until I die? Well, as I sat in contemplation, I had a sudden revelation and a feeling I could almost call regret. It was not me who caught your eye, but that tall and handsome guy beside me in a brand new red Corvette. This could have been a beautiful romance. It happened in a traffic jam today. You're a fool, boy, step right on that gas and drive away. This could have been a beautiful romance. It happened in a traffic jam today. Suddenly there were choirs of angels singing. Better luck next time, step right on that gas and drive away. Suddenly there were choirs of angels singing. It's the pedal on the right, boy. Step right on that gas and drive away.
Oh, Joe Jenks, who's the biggest man in the world, just a big, big man, big, strong man, and he's got that nice, high kind of voice coming out of him, but he's got strong, strong lyrics and a strong, strong frame of mind. He's got some spiritual things going on in his soul and in his heart and in his head, and then he's all about making sure that the unions survive and the working man from the immigrants all the way on up. And that all of that works. Joe Jenks. And man, we had a lot of stuff in that set. We had Deadwood Revival and doing a big, long barn jam thing. And then we had Hank Kramer somewhere in that set doing the Hilo Man. And we had just a lot of stuff in that. Jim Post doing an old Tom Dundee song and doing Jack Dawson and then Joe Jenks. Good stuff. And we just keep the whole thing rolling. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Un Jiang Shin sitting in the studio, relaxing, trying to make it all work here. As I keep saying, do this, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. So we're going to do this. Sweet Honey and the Rock from their album 25. It's called Hope.
If we want hope to survive in this world today, then every day we've got to pray on. If we want hope to survive in this world today, then every day we've got to pray on. If we want hope to survive in this world today, then every day we've got to pray on. If we want hope to survive in this world today, then every day we've got to pray on. If we want hope to survive in this world today, then every day we've got to pray on. If we want hope to survive in this world today, then every day we've got to pray on. If we want hope to survive in this world today, then teach on. If we want hope to survive in this world today, then every day we've got to teach on. If we want hope to survive in this world today, then every day we've got to fight on. If we want hope to survive in this world today, then every day we've got to fight on.
Spend time with his children when they'd come home from school every day. Before he would go to work second shift, he'd help them with homework, and sometimes they'd play baseball out in the yard. If it was raining, they'd sit and play cards. But then there was trouble at the steel mill. One night there were sirens and lights. People were screaming and shouting. Somebody started a fight. Now Daddy's home more than before, but he doesn't play much anymore. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. Children are snuggled in bed, but there are no visions of sugar plums dancing. It's questions that fill up their heads. The company boarded up windows, put a fence all the way around the mill. Told union workers they couldn't come back, that all of their jobs had been filled by people from out of the state. Then the company locked up the gates. And it's 17 years at the steel mill to provide for his family's needs. But the company, it seems, cares less about people and more about profits and greed. So it's up with the burn barrels and signs. Make a stand on the old picket line. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. The children are snuggled in bed. There are no visions of sugar plums dancing. It's questions that fill up their heads. Is still in lockout, but more than 2 years have gone by. First Christmas was tough, donations came in. Well, that seemed to keep everyone's spirits high. And Daddy did odd jobs in town. He refused to let his family down. But it's Christmas once more down in Mansfield. There isn't even much snow. But nobody's counting on charity. It seems that was used up a long time ago. But somewhere Dad found a small tree, and he hung up the lights carefully. Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. The children are snuggled in bed. There are no visions of sugar plums dancing. It's questions that fill up their heads. Then the women of steel from the Steelworkers Union brought toys for the girls and the boys. Fireman's Union from somewhere downstate brought turkeys and hams, and they filled up the plate with cheers and good tidings for all. It's Christmas in a steel union hall. Well, Daddy looked down at his children, and he smiled with sorrow and pride. Then he sat down on the union hall floor, put his face in his hands, and he started to cry. Though he had been strong now for years, he just couldn't hold back the tears. God bless these workers and families, for the road that they travel is long. And as they stand up for what they believe, oh God grant them courage and help them along. Let the spirit of hope still shine bright as the stars down on Mansfield that night. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. But the children they play, but nobody here can forget about troubles. Maybe they'll set them aside for one day. It's Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio. The children laugh and they play, but nobody here can forget about troubles. Maybe they'll set them aside for one day and remember the kindness they found this Christmas in a steel mill town. Give thanks for the kindness they found this Christmas in a steel mill town.
Yeah.
As I was walking down the only road I knew, I came upon a place where that one road turned to two. I took the one that seemed less worn, I did the best I could, till I happened on a wise man all alone out in the woods. Well, he looked at me a moment, he looked up at the sky, he turned as if about to speak, but all he did was sigh. So I ventured forth the question, I said, surely you must know, will the road that I now travel take me where I want to go? And he said, do it for the power and you'll surely be slain. Do it for the glory and you'll find an early grave. Do it for the laughter and you'll surely find your smile. Do it for the singing and you've gone the extra mile. But I still had some questions I thought would clear the air. I turned around to ask and found he was no longer there. I thought maybe this was God I saw as I got down on my knees. Soon enough I heard my answer in the wind blowing through the trees. And it said, do it for the power and you'll surely be a slave. Do it for the glory and you'll find an early grave. Do it for the laughter and you'll surely find your smile. Do it for the singing and you've gone the extra mile. Many moons have come and gone, now and then I go astray. But I come back to the path, 'cause for me it's the only way. Well, I do not have much money, but I find I have more time to seek the answers that I need in the eyes of those I find. And they say, do it for the power and you'll surely be a slave. Do it for the glory and you'll find an early grave. Do it for the laughter and you'll surely find your smile. Do it for the singing and you've gone the extra mile. They say do it for the power and you'll surely be a slave. Do it for the glory and you'll find an early grave. Do it for the laughter and you'll surely find your smile. Do it for the singing.
We are the ones, we are the ones. We've been waiting. We are the ones, we are the ones. We've been waiting. We are the ones, we are the ones. We've been waiting. We are the ones, we've been waiting.
pretty powerful stuff from this 25th anniversary album of Sweet Honey. We Are the Ones We've Been Waiting For. Before that, the great Joe Jenks. Do it for the singing. Don't do it for the glory. Don't do it for... Do it for the laughter and the singing and the sunshine. Joe Jenks. Isn't that a great song, that Christmas in Mansfield, Ohio? That's an awesome song. And of course, we out here, you know, we don't see a lot of the kinds of things that the unions would support. And I'm not necessarily pro-union. In fact, I think the unions have a lot of issues and a lot of problems. And the unions aren't what they used to be. They don't definitely don't have the lobbying power and all that kind of thing. But they certainly do help out. And a lot of times, people who just don't have any hope. And that's what that song's about. And all the unions, everybody gets together, and the fireworkers union sends this, and these other folks send this. And if you look at the ideals of the union, it's really kind of cool. It's just too bad that being a human being interferes just like anything else. You know what I mean? So there you go. Alrighty. Well, you know what? We're just about done with this show. I need to tell you guys, look, I'd love it if you go to the Damon Barn website, check out how to get there, D-A-H-M-E-N, Barn, in Uniontown. I want to see a lot of people at that gig of mine on the 20th of May. That's next Saturday night. I'll be at Bootser's as well tonight. And don't you be forgetting the 35th anniversary of Inland Folk Concert in the Tri-Cities on June the 22nd. Go to nwpr.org. And they'll tell you how to make it all work. It's considered a pledge if you do, if you donate money for a ticket. There's no admission charge. It's a donation. It's a suggested donation. So Brian Bowers, Belinda Boulder, Heidi Muller, Pinton Dale, and I will all be on the same stage. Wenjiang Shin, the assistant producer of this show, and all the CDs all squared away and doing all the electronics and stuff. Email me at Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. I want you folks to have fun making good music. I want you to enjoy everything that good music can give you. And I want you to take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them. Because you know what? They are your roads, folks. And they nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, we're out of here. Love ya. Bye.